Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hi. Someone contacted me maybe about 45 minutes ago. I had a missed call from this number.
Okay. Were you expecting a call from Bank of Cardiff? Or?
What is it called?
We are the Bank of Cardiff. Cardiff, C-A-R-D-I-F-F. We're a business bank. Were you expecting a call?
Yeah, you know what? I think it was yesterday that I was trying to get financing for some salon equipment.
Okay. Were you working with someone in particular, or did you just send out an application? Or?
Yeah, I just submitted an application. I forget the name of the website that I did it through.
Okay.
And
what is it? Is it the Kidu Hair Studios? Kidi?
I'm
Hair
sorry, can you say that again?
Is it Kidi Hair Studios? Is that where you're calling from?
Yeah. How did you know?
I actually had just left a voicemail for you and sent you an email.
Oh, wow. Okay, I haven't checked it yet. I haven't.
No problem.
I've been doing some running around all day.
No problem. Is this DeVale I'm speaking with?
DeVale.
Very cool name. Mm-hmm. My name is Zach.
Oh, Zach, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. And so what can we do for you?
Well, you know, I am in need of a couple of dryers and some lawn chairs. And so I was trying to see if, you know, you guys could help me with the financing part, with the financial part, so that,
sure,
you know, I can get the things that I need to expand my business. You know, yeah, I've been doing it, you know, the same way, you know, in my home for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ready to grow. I'm in a new county. My clientele has picked up, and I
awesome.
Really need, yeah, I need some more equipment to accommodate the growth
okay.
of my business.
Well, that's a good problem to have, too.
I guess so. After a while, I'm going to be hiring somebody to come and sweep the floor.
There you go. Right on.
I'm serious.
No,
yes.
Those are good issues to be dealing with. Seriously.
For real, I'm so serious. Yeah.
Cool. I'm glad to hear that. Did you have quotes already for like the dryers and the salon chairs already? And
you know, I haven't. What I did was I went to SallyBeauty.com just to mm-hmm. see, you know, how much they charge for like the chairs and stuff like that.
Right.
And that's just pretty much all I've been doing, just, you know, window shopping and stuff, you know, trying
okay.
to see how much everything would cost.
Okay. Yeah, the reason I asked was just trying to get a ballpark of what, you know, what you're looking to possibly to what you're going to need to finance, basically, is what I'm trying to figure out.
Gosh, I don't want to do like a whole lot. I saw what one company was saying, that I had to borrow like a minimum of $10,000.
No, you don't have to do that with us.
Okay. Cause I really don't want to do a whole lot. I want to do something, you know, kind of small.
Okay.
Where I can, you know, just get what I need, pay it off really quick, you know, in a short period of time, maybe a year or 2 years.
Sure.
You know, and that way, you know, I'm building my credit at the same time, too. Well, the business credit, anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, that's perfect. Yeah, it definitely would help in building your business credit and, you know, potentially might even start a long-term relationship with us if we, you know,
okay.
become a good fit, you know, with bringing
okay.
on equipment for you. And when you continue
okay.
to grow, we could, you know, partner up with
definitely.
You.
Definitely. It's a small business. So right now, I would probably say, I don't want to underquote myself, maybe
uh-huh.
$5,000.
A month?
$5,000 a month? No, just for the financing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, for the financing part of for my equipment.
Sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I just had a couple quick questions for you as well. So what, you know, our products are based off of the sales for the business. Do you happen to know what you might have done in sales last year, just your gross sales?
On my tax return, the only thing is about that is I'm wrong, but I should have put everything, but I didn't quite put everything.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, I had to spend a lot of money with, you know, supplies and stuff like that.
Sure.
So on my tax return, I know it was at least $20,000.
Okay. And then, sounds like you're seeing some growth this year as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple
more questions. I know this year I've done 20,000 so far this year, and this year it's not even out.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. So definitely you're gonna see some substantial growth this year, which is awesome. So let me ask you this real quickly. How would you rate your personal credit? Is it, you know, above average, average?
It's the average, really, because the average credit score is, what, like 500?
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Average.
You know, yeah. Yeah. No problem. That's the response I get most times anyway. We're all about average.
I mean, because, you know, a few years ago, people had great credit.
Yeah.
You know, and then with the economy and so much stuff has been happening, you know, the average credit score has really gotten lower. Not that everybody has horrible credit. My thing is, I don't have a whole lot of it.
Okay, yeah, so there's not a lot of trade lines there to
right.
show history.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All righty. So I'm thinking of this, we could do this two different ways. We could either do it through equipment financing, which is like 2 to 5 years, or we have working capital, which are shorter term loans. So you said you wanted to pay it off pretty quickly. You know, we have loans that go from 6 months all the way up to 18 months, sometimes 2 years. You know, that might be a better fit for you if you want to pay. But here's the thing. I don't want you to be paying off on something that you had purchased, you know, 4 years ago, if that makes sense.
Right.
It just doesn't make sense. So I'm thinking that we could maybe get you $5,000 in working capital. You could buy what you need, and you pay us back, you know, at an expedited rate, so you're not paying on that stuff, and you can just move on to the next part of your growth of your business.
Working capital is my own money.
Yep, it's unsecured cash that you can use as you see fit. You know, in this case, it would be to bring it on those dryers or, you know, the salon chairs or whatever other equipment you may need as well.
Okay. What is the interest rate?
Okay, so there's those two different programs. There's different rates. So with the working mm-hmm. capital, it's an unsecured loan, so it is going to be more expensive. It's going to be right around 10 cents on the dollar. With our equipment financing, it's less expensive. It's a longer-term program, and it's right around, you know, 4.5%. 4.5%. So, I mean, it'd be 4.5%, but it might be over 2 or 3 years, and it may end up being a little bit more expensive than if we were to just do the working capital with you, because you could probably pay that back in 6 months to, 6 to 8 months, and then just be done with it, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So we can explore both options for you and see which one would be the cheaper one for you.
Right now, business wise, I don't think the smart thing for me to do would do the working capital, because then I would have to take everything that I have saved up to have the equipment, and I don't want to deplete my savings. I still want to have money.
Yeah.
Just in case anything happens, you know, I can
you need
still
a cushion.
Have money. Exactly. I don't want to start with nothing.
Yeah. So, you know, just based on the information that I had given you, which one sounds like to you it might be a better fit for you, going through the working capital way or, you know, going through the equipment financing way?
I want to try and see if I can do the equipment financing.
Okay. Okay, excellent. So what I want to do is I'll put together an email for you. I'll attach our equipment financing application, and then we would look at 6 months of bank statements, the first two pages of your tax return. If you don't have that, we could just look at a profit and loss sheet for the business.
Okay.
And then if you can go online and grab quotes for the dryers and the salon chairs, and send those to me as well, and then that's what we're going to base the loan off of, is the amount of those, and then, you know, we'll lend you that amount.
Okay, sounds good.
But I'll put it in an email for you, so you don't have to write it all down right now and have it confusing for you.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I'll get started on that. I'll start looking at it today, and then hopefully by Wednesday I should have everything for you.
Great. I will put my contact number on there as well. So if there's any questions moving forward, you can always reach out to me directly. I'll be more than happy to help you.
Okay. No problem.
Yeah, and you know, I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking. Did you have any further questions for me or anything else?
Now, is there a certain company that I have to go through, or you guys, it's sort of like when you get a loan through the bank, they just give you the check, and then you go buy whatever else that you need, and then you just pay the bank back. Is that how that works?
So what would we do if we do, with the working capital, we would just wire funds directly into your account, and then, you know, you use them as you see fit.
Okay.
So we don't, follow the money or anything.
Okay. Now, do I need to, do you think I should have open up a business account for the loan?
Yes, we would, you know, we really need, a business checking account is pretty vital.
Okay. See, I don't, it's not a business much. I just use my regular checking account, you know.
Yeah.
That's just how I've been doing it.
I'm serious
because, you know, I'm new at having my own business. You know, I'm pretty much like the first entrepreneur in my family. And
awesome.
So, you know.
You got to go through baby steps, basically, you know. Like,
yeah, definitely. I'm learning. I am learning. I talk to a lot of people. I network with a lot of people, and I learn new stuff every day as far as what I need to do.
That's awesome. It's got to be exciting.
I got to go out and find an accountant.
Yeah.
Like, you got to get an accountant. I'm like, I don't want an accountant. That sounds expensive. Why not just use QuickBooks?
Right. It's scary, but it's like interesting at the same time. You know, all this stuff that you need to pick up and know and learn, and it sounds kind of exciting, actually.
Yes, I am excited. I'm excited about just working for myself. You know,
yeah.
It's freedom that's so indescribable. It's hard to explain.
One day, I look forward to possibly being in that position. I'm kind of envious of you.
Yeah, yeah. Don't be jealous.
Just a little bit.
It's just harder because you have to do everything on your own. You have nobody like a company to back you. Everything is on you. And
right. So there's a everything. Definitely a level of stress there that you wouldn't be otherwise.
Right, but you know what? Freedom.
Yeah. Freedom's everything.
Okay. Well, Zach, I'm going to go ahead and check my email.
Okay, I'll put that together for you, and I'll have it over to you in about 10 minutes.
All right, awesome, and hopefully I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, absolutely. My contact number will be on there, so any questions, please give me a call.
Okay, great. Have a good day.
Yeah, it was a pleasure to speak with you, and we'll talk soon.
Yes, sir. All right.
All right. Bye.